Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club, the Oscars special. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
So in today's episode, we are talking about the best film that didn't win an Oscar. We've got into the studio, we've had a discussion between us, and we are going to try and work out what we think are the best films that didn't win an Oscar.
So the Oscar, it's not a, it's the big one, isn't it? Because
this is best film.
Best film. Which films were robbed of best film?
Is best film the last award at the Oscars?
Yeah.
So that's the biggie.
They usually go actor, then actress, then best film.
I've met someone who didn't win an Oscar.
What, so they were nominated and
and then did.
Oh.
So they were they've been nominated a few times. First time, really, really excited. Went to the Oscars. Buzzing.
Did he go as a small boy the first time?
No.
It's not E.T.?
No. No.
Well, I just remember you saying,
did he go with a friend from outer space?
I just remember I remember you saying that you met Elliot from E.T.
No, this
did
is
he go, Nick Tilsley?
No, he didn't. You know, this is someone I met. They had an Oscar in their house, and they're really heavy. That's the first thing.
Huge as well.
And it was in the kitchen. And they went, yeah, you can pick it up. Everyone picks it up. Of course you can pick it up. The gold was coming off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was like, it'd been well handled. It'd been like, they said, yeah. I mean, it's big. It's really heavy. And they told me the story about the first time, dead excited about winning, didn't win. Second time, okay, I've been here before.
What category can you say that?
No.
Okay.
Second time, okay, been here before, know what I'm doing. Didn't win. Third time.
Didn't want to go.
Third time, all right, yeah, okay, we're off. Okay, right, it was still happy.
Yeah.
Happy to be there.
Won.
No.
Oh.
No, didn't win. Fourth time.
Third time's a charm.
Fourth time, sat there like, what? Okay, yeah, hi, yeah, borrowed dress, whatever. Won. And was like, oh, no speech, nothing. Didn't expect to win. Won, got up and won. And said it was surreal. Because actually, I didn't realise, and I thought this was very interesting. Normally, you're probably only, like, certain people are nominated multiple times, but very, very few. So each person who wins, that might be the only time they get nominated.
Oh, God,
so you're dead excited. But if you're nominated quite a few times, you're like, oh, okay. You're not taking it as read, but it's a bit
You've been there.
You've been there.
Was it Leo? This is where Ben reveals that he's best mate with Leonardo.
Hang on. Anyway, that was my little bit of... So, what are we doing? Films that haven't won.
Yeah, so give us a film that you think should have won an Oscar but didn't.
Apocalypse Now?
Interesting. So this lost to a film that I don't like, didn't it?
What did it lose to?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Which you don't like.
Yeah.
And I really liked Apocalypse Now, and I really didn't like Kramer versus Kramer. So yeah, I'm with you.
Lucky you weren't on the Oscar panel.
Luckily, I wasn't.
If you're on that Oscar, I mean, two completely separate films, but you do have to judge them in the same category.
Yeah.
Who are you voting for there, Ben? Because they are both films that you really like.
But I'm saying best acting, Kramer, best film, Apocalypse Now.
Are you?
You're not, are you? You're Kramer versus Kramer through and through, though.
Yeah, but I'm probably going to vote best director, Apocalypse Now.
But we're talking about best film.
I know, yeah. So best film. Kramer.
Interesting. We are split in the studio. I'm going to throw one out there. A film that we watched on the podcast. It was the first time I'd ever seen it, and I absolutely loved it. And I cannot believe it did not win an Oscar. Goodfellas.
Yeah, it didn't get the big one, if that's what you mean. It got Best Supporting Actor in it for Joe Pesci, but it didn't get Best Film or Best Director.
Is that the speech where he just said thank you? Joe Pesci.
He just walked up, thanks.
Just walked up and went thank off, you and walked off.
But as you said at the start of this episode, all we're talking about right now is the big award, the Oscar, and Best Film that year, Dancing with Wolves, beat Goodfellas.
Beat Goodfellas, beat Scorsese. Kevin Costner beat Scorsese for Best Director.
It was a big film. I could see what happened, and I think this is what happened to the Oscars a bit, is they went with a big tidal wave. That film, Dancing with Wolves, had a huge wave behind it.
And again, are we talking about
Goodfellas?
Mm.
Again, are we talking about two completely different films here?
I just remember Dancing with Wolves was nominated so much and was such a big grossing film. It became, the Oscars slightly became also on that bankability of that film. And Goodfellas, for us, is the best film. But I think the people who were voting were looking at it a different way.
Jack, have you got a film for us?
Yeah, it's a bit of a sad story, really. Jaws didn't win Best Film at the Oscars.
Okay.
But you can understand why, because Cuckoo's Nest fucking came out same time. That's just the only one, because I think Jaws is up there with one of the best films ever made.
So why is that sad? Am I being thicky?
Because it came up against Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
What we're saying is, at certain times, certain Oscar years are completely unmemorable. Certain Oscar years, either there's one runner way ahead and everyone goes, oh, that will win. Or everyone goes, well, it's not a great year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a standout year. And then occasionally you get those years where you go, oh, these are some big, big films. You know when you see those photos of each actor or each film and you go...
You see the categories and you go, who's going to win
Best film nominees, Jaws, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dog Day Afternoon.
Big.
Massive. And if you think, it's that bit of all these films, I think, that we're going to come up with, if they'd have been in another year.
Oh, God, yeah.
Would have won. Ben, have you got another for us?
Pulp Fiction.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
But I can see that.
You can see it.
I can see
him up against Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And Tarantino hasn't won many Best Pictures, has he? Reservoir Dogs didn't win.
He hasn't won any Best Picture.
He's not won a single one.
He hasn't won Best Director.
Wow.
He's won Best Screenplay twice.
So his writing's won award, his directing hasn't.
Yeah, he's won Academy Awards for writing, for screenplay, for Pulp Fiction, and for Django.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
But I can see that it's who's voting as well, Coles.
He might never win Best Picture now.
Well, he says he's only got one more film in him, hasn't he?
He's shooting something now, isn't he?
That's his last film, he says. Yeah. His tenth film.
So we've got Jaws, we've got Apocalypse Now, we've got Pulp Fiction, we've got Goodfellas. Jack, last film to complete the five, what's it going to be?
The Shining, I think.
It's a biggie.
I think it's one of my favourite films.
Yeah.
It didn't win Best Picture, but what's more astounding, it wasn't even nominated for a single Oscar, for a single Academy Award. I find that amazing. It's the same year Ordinary Lives won. Same year. So you had Raging Bull. Could have had Raging Bull. What was it? Elephant Man and The Shining.
Wow.
Ordinary.
What a year.
Right. So we've got our five of them. So we've got The Shining, we've got Goodfellas, we've got Apocalypse Now, Jaws and Pulp Fiction. Okay?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do as the Sofa Cinema Club is we are going to try and highlight what we think was the biggest Oscars robbery. Okay? So we've got to decide now between us, in order, from five all the way down to one, which we think is almost the biggest travesty. But we have to agree between the five of us. So I'm going to say...
Between the five of us? There's two more have joined the podcast.
I'm going to say...
No one mentioned that to me.
I'm going to say, in at five, I want to throw it out there. Out of those four films...
Oh, five.
Five films.
Out of those
You're
five
have
films.
To say what five is.
You out of those see. Five
it's
films.
It's like a magic trick. Into my hands, look around my hands.
I think, and this is going to upset
Jack. Just say it.
I think Jaws is the weakest.
Okay, fine.
Biggest robbery. Number 5, I'm going to say Apocalypse Now.
Price?
I would probably go Jaws at 5.
2 against 1. So in at 5 in the biggest Oscars robbery,
Rubber Shark,
we are going Jaws, which means we've only got 4 films to pick from now, so it should get easier.
At 4.
To agree, we've now got Apocalypse Now, Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction and The Shining. Jack, seeing as you're a bit gutted about the Jaws situation, I'm going to let you start. And we know you're going to say Apocalypse Now because you've just said it now. Surely.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
So hang on. You prefer Forrest Gump over Pulp Fiction?
No,
that's not what you can't look at it like that. You cannot look at it like that.
No. We're doing
it's
5
the film.
5-1 the film.
So these films
it's like are, Top of the Pop.
Oh, I
these
thought
films are against, so no. If we're picking best Oscars, these are the films we've got nominated in our year.
Oh, we're picking the shittest films.
Yes. Oh god.
I'm picking
Ring a
biggest
doctor,
robbery.
Henry. Ring a doctor.
No, right. So
no, 5-1.
This is
shittest to best.
We've picked the 5 biggest robberies, and now these are all against each other in an Oscars category. What are they going
to
be?
Shittest to best, 5-1. What's your choice? Shittest to best at 5.
Apocalypse.
I don't think we need to go again. I think we're down to 3 films. Okay.
Okay.
So gone is Jaws and Pulp Fiction. So we've got to do a top 3, and we've got left Apocalypse Now, Goodfellas, and The Shining. And I'm going to say The Shining.
Shining, Goodfellas, and Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now.
God, it's hard. I think I might go Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now, gone. So Apocalypse Now in at 3rd, and we're down to the last 2.
The one thing I will say about Apocalypse Now, which I do think is worth bearing in mind, is the enormity of that film.
The scale
and the scope of what he tried to film. And that's what I think about. When I think about best film like that, I just think the scale of what he tried to do is extraordinary. Mm. So now we're down to
2. We've got Goodfellas, and we've got The Shining. Jack, I will let you start off. For a change.
I think Goodfellas just edges it for me.
As what?
As number 1. So Shining.
1 and 2.
So you're saying The Shining.
Yeah.
But I'm saying The Shining for 2.
Yeah, Shining for 2.
So The Shining at 2, and we're all agreeing Goodfellas number 1.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Pulp Fiction's better than Goodfellas, but...
So we'll get on the
phone. I think Jaws is better than Goodfellas, but it didn't get in there, did it?
Right, you had to just work out I had 5-1 meant.
It took you long enough to realise what we were doing.
If you worked out how fucking chart positions work, then you would have not...
So you're happy with the list?
Yeah.
It's gone your way.
Well, no, I'm not. It's not gone my way.
I suppose the thing about it is like this podcast, we're all going to have different definitions. If we all thought we were all the same, it would be shit.
Well, I've got 5 and 4 at 1 and 2.
Well, you need to look at yourself. and on that note...
Anyway, the really good news for you is that tomorrow you get to watch an absolute Oscars banger because we are reviewing all things Titanic for our main episode of Sofa Cinema Club. It's our Oscars special. It's been chosen by the audience at home, and it is... Titanic. We will see you there tomorrow for that. Until then, good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.